You're listening to Messenger Insight, a news and information program brought to you by the Baptist Messenger and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma.
This is Brian Hobbs talking to missionary Walker Moore, who joins us now live, recorded live from Hungary. Hey, Walker.
Hi, good afternoon, good morning, whatever part of the world you're in.
Well, tell us what God's been doing on your trip. I know this is major, and we want to hear all about it.
Well, I'm coming back 25 years later. You know, I started here 25 years ago after the wall fell. I met some Hungarian students in the European Baptist camp and followed them back to Hungary. And I just started planting churches all across, working with the Hungarian Baptist Convention. And today I'm in one of the church plants that came out of the work we did 25 years ago. And they're planting other churches out of the churches that we've started. So that's kind of a joy and a blessing to see the work that you've done return.
Amen. Well, you've been there several days now. What are some moves of the Holy Spirit that you've seen and been part of as the gospel advances?
Well, it's a different Hungary than I was here last time. Everybody has cell phones. Everybody has internet. Used to be they would stop. They had no television, no telephones. And so when you went to the hospital, they would stand for an hour and listen to you, dialogue with you. But now they're going by so fast, it's hard to get a crowd. But we still have had a lot of good conversations. There's a lot of questions still about why things are still better than the freedom they have now, because there's a lot of homeless people in Hungary. And when the commune was here, there was no rich people, there was no poor people. Everybody had a job. So is this better than what we had? And so there's a lot of questions about what's going on in their lives.
That's amazing. You mentioned being able to preach and share. Maybe it was with some gypsies. Could you tell us what happened there or some of the gospel encounters you've had?
Well, you know, I worked for the Tulsa State Fair for the last 30 years, working with carnies and the people who travel with like the circuses and the rides and stuff. So many years ago, we connected with the gypsy tribes, and they asked us to come back in. They're very close, so to get an invitation to come and to preach and teach was a very rare. It happened at the last second, and we went, and God just began to move again. And many of them are still discussing and dialoguing with us, and so it's been a great, great day for us.
That's awesome. Well, I know you've got fellow workers in the gospel with you. Are they experiencing gospel conversations as they go?
Yes, it's we have conversation. What we do is we present the gospel through the drama. Then people stop and we ask them if they would like to dialogue afterwards, because Hungary is very intellectual. They're just a step above what I think would be even what we as Americans has intellectual. They'll come up and ask you. We had a lady come up and ask us what was our favorite progression of music, you know, and they opera. I just talked to an opera singer just about a minute before you called, performs in the Hungarian opera house, and they'd like to know what opera we like and what music and what philosophy, and they have a lot of education. So we have to work through all that to get to the gospel. Education can't save you, you know, the government can't save you, you know, I don't care how rich you get or how poor you are, everybody needs Jesus. And so it takes a while to get that conversation going.
That's powerful. How can we be praying for you and your group as you're there and you minister?
Well, we've been working hard. We start at 9 o'clock in the morning. We're basically 9 o'clock at night. We could probably present the gospel on average of anywhere from 5 to 7 times a day. We are, it's 4:30 now, and actually we're in a town. I can never pronounce the towns here, so we just make up names. One look like Fuzzy Bunny. Yeah. It's probably Fuge, but I don't know how to pronounce it. So we make up names for every town we're going. So we're in Horsford de Terre. I don't know what it is, but and people who've been living here for years, met a man who lived here 16 years, and he still can't pronounce the town name. So it's so we're getting ready to go again, and we'll be going preaching the gospel till 7 or 8 o'clock tonight. And we've done it now for 20 days straight.
Wow.
We've been to streets over and over and over again, partnering with people that we started with, you know, the kids who were teenagers 25 years ago and now are adults and got their own kids, and they're all doing great in the ministry. And that's what's exciting, to see the kids that we impacted or discipled now are the leaders of the church in Hungary.
That's outstanding. Well, we'll join you in prayer on that. I wanted to tell our listeners that Walker still got his column in on time, in fact, early for the Baptist Messenger. So he's
actually
awesome.
A week early.
Yeah. What kind of lessons that you're seeing there could we apply here, or someone in any ministry context? What would be some spiritual lessons that might be important?
First of all, we need to understand God's timing is not our timing. You know, I've worked here for 13 years straight, and then took off a few years, came back, and had a lady come up to me, and she said, I was 5 years old when I saw this drama, and it took me a while after I got home. I heard the story, didn't know what it was all about. And all of a sudden, people all around me begin to tell the story of Jesus. But I remember the dragon in it. He wore red. And she said, I was 5 years old when I first heard the gospel, and it was from you. And God's timing is not our timing. He's absolutely, there's seeds planted, there's watering, and then comes the harvest, you know. And I know most missionary thinks the harvest should happen the day you show up. But we're having to be patient, and we understand that God is the sovereign, He's in control, and we just do what we're supposed to do and let the seed fall where they need to fall, and He'll take care of it. So that's probably one of the things that I think that's really important to us. The second thing is, you know, we're family. I wrote an article this week. I used to call them a Hungarian family. But, you know, we have a deeper connection than the blood of moms and dads, human blood. The blood of Christ connects us. And I am just at home here as I'm home in my own house. I mean, the fellowship we have, the joy we have, church Sunday, I mean, they were singing at the top of their lungs, and we were singing at the top of the lungs, and we weren't even singing the same words, but we were family. We were celebrating our Father, you know. And so I'm just always amazed that no matter where I go in the world, that we're not a Hungarian family or American family, we are family.
Amen. That's powerful. Well, I know you have a very busy schedule, and we just appreciate you talking to us here. Anything else you'd want to share or us to know back here in Oklahoma and hear from?
Yeah. And I want to teach you a Hungarian lesson for a second.
Okay.
They don't have the word welcome in Hungarian. They don't say welcome when you come in. They say Isten Hogyvad. Isten means God, and Hogyvad means He brought you here. So when you come to somebody's house, they always don't say welcome. They said, God has brought you here. God has brought you here. In fact, when we went to Slovakia 2 days ago, I walked to Slovakia. I put in 21,000 steps every day, wow, average, since we've been here. So our kids, they have miles. But when you come back in Slovakia into Hungary, the sign says, Isten Hogyvad. And it says, God has brought you here. And we just feel that God has brought us here. And so we use the Hungarian culture of God has brought us here. So, Isten Hogyvad, God has brought you here.
Amen. Good word. Walker, thanks for taking some time with us. And we're going to end on a prayer, if I could. And
I would love that.
We'll stay connected. And the Baptist Messenger will be following more about the trip. So let me voice a prayer.
Thank you.
God, we thank you for Walker Moore. We thank you for all the people there serving. We thank you that we are family in Christ. I pray that you would give them favor, divine appointments. Lord, you are over all, and we trust you. Thank you for a time to connect from across the world by technology and the blessings that that is. Help us to point to you in everything and give them a good rest of the day in Christ. In your name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, friend.
As they say, vis lot, and take here, and we'll be home soon, and we'll put more stories in the Baptist Messenger.
Amen. Thank you.
All right. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
You have been listening to Messenger Insight, brought to you by the Cooperative Program and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. For more, find us in the iTunes Store or visit us at BaptistMessenger.com.